Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be doing all the things, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. Write neatly. Pretend I'm looking at it. What's it look like? Is it your best work? Let's hope so. Then you may put your pencil down because you know what we're going to do first. We're going to color. All right. If you look at the top of your paper, you will see a picture. It looks like it's raining, and that's where I want to start. Do you see the big cloud? See that big cloud? Let's color the big cloud blue. Any kind of blue will work. I'm going to use my blue-green blue. Go ahead and color the cloud blue. We'll just start right there. Big cloud. Big cloud is blue. Let's do a little work while we're coloring. Sound out big for me. There's three sounds. Go. I hope you said buh. Buh. Eh. G. I said buh. I should not have said that, boys and girls. It's buh. Eh. G. All right. Sorry. I'm warming up. But we don't say buh. We say buh. Right? Okay. Cloud. What beginning letter does cloud start with? C. Good. All right, I'm putting down my blue. Actually, no. Hold on to your blue crayon. Ready? Here we go. Stop coloring the cloud. Ready? I want you to color the raindrops coming out of our big cloud. Not the little cloud, just the big cloud. And while we're coloring the raindrops, let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 raindrops coming out of that big cloud. Hey, just for fun, what letter sound begins the word rain? Yep, R. What letter sound ends with the word rain? N. What letter sound ends with the, you know what I'm saying? What ending sound is in the word rain? I think that's what I meant to say. Boys and girls, I don't know what's wrong with me. I better shape up. Here we go. Put down your blue crayon, and this time, will you use your gray crayon? And if you don't have one, in fact, today I do not, let's color the little cloud gray. I'm going to use my pencil. Color the little cloud gray. It's turning into a thunderstorm. This gray cloud is going to be dark. Dark and gray and cloudy. Okay, gray. What letter sound is at the beginning of the word gray? G, g, g. It's actually an R blend. It says grr, grr. And it ends with the letter sound A. Long A. Oh, my. Big stuff going on today, March number 2. All right, let's count and color the raindrops coming out of the little cloud gray. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, there's only 8 coming out of that one. Maybe it's not that big of a thunderstorm cloud. I don't know. You may put down your gray cloud. And then let's look at the mushrooms. How many are there? 1, 2. Okay, ready? Find your brown crayon. And let's color the spots on one of the mushrooms. Pick a mushroom. Color and count the spots on the mushroom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, go to the other mushroom. Color and count the spots. Brown and color and count them. 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight. So eight spots on each mushroom. Let's color the mushrooms purple. Any kind will work for me. Any kind of purple will work for me. Mushroom. What does mushroom begin with? What letter sound? But wait, what letter sound does mushroom end with? Mushroom. Mushroom. M. Mushroom begins and ends with the same letter sound. Get out of town. Oh my goodness, that's so fun. That is so fun. Also, by the way, mushroom. Mushroom. You can eat it if you buy it from the grocery store, but don't eat it if you find one in the grass. That's my public service announcement for today. Put down all your crayons. Ready? Okay, here we go. Do you see the puddles in our picture? There are two. Color the puddle that the boy is not jumping in. Color that puddle blue, any kind of blue. I'm going to use my regular blue. We'll make this a blue puddle. Now, tell me about puddle. P-p-p-p-puddle. What letter sound does it begin with? And what would we have? What word would we have if we changed the letter sound p to huddle? Let's get in a huddle. Sometimes on the field, like football, I don't know a lot about sports, but they get in a huddle and they chit chat and they talk about their next play. Puddle, huddle. Let's get in a huddle in the puddle. All right, you may put down your blue crayon. Now, there is a puddle that the boy is jumping in. Let's make that more of a muddy puddle. So I'm going to take my black crayon and color that one black. And then color the rain, like it's not raindrops, but puddle drops coming up. The water splots. See them? Well, we're going to count them. Do you see them? How many are coming up after he splashed in that puddle? Color and count them. One, two, three. All right, so we have a mud puddle and a blue puddle. All right, when you're ready, put down your black crayon in three, two, one. Do you see the umbrella? He is just living his best life. He's not even using his umbrella. I love it. Boys and girls, we're gonna color the umbrella two different colors. Ready? Find a green crayon, any color of green, any kind, and a yellow crayon. And I just want you to color that umbrella green and yellow. You get to decide how it looks, but you make it green and yellow. I'm going to do yellow trim at the bottom, and then I'm going to color the rest of the umbrella green. But you decide. You get to decide. Okay. Umbrella. What letter sound does umbrella begin with? Umbrella. The letter U. Boys and girls, it's a vowel sound. The letter U is a vowel. It's a short vowel. It says U says when it's a short vowel sound. Umbrella. And look, the umbrella is under the tree. Under. Also begins with the letter U. Okay, I'm finished with my yellow and green pattern, but I'm going to use my black crayon for the handle. Just so you know, you don't have to, but I'm going to. What letter sound does handle begin with? And what if I change the in handle to candle? All right. Do you see the tree? What color should we color all of the leaves? Yes, green, the whole bushy top part of the tree. Let's color it green. The leaves. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of leaf? L. But if we take away, let's say leaf. What ending sound do you hear for leaf? F. Leaf ends with F. Okay. But when we say leaves, that S sound at the end means more than one leaf. There's a lot on this tree, huh? There's a lot of leaves on this tree. Okay, you can put down your green crayon in 3, 2, 1. All right, do you see the tree trunk? What color should we color that? Yes, brown. Let's color the tree trunk brown. Tree and trunk begin the same way. They're actually an R blend. They start t-t-r. We put the t-t and the r together and we get tree trunk. It's a T and an R blend. Okay, take about 3 more seconds for the tree trunk. 3, 2, 1. You may put down your brown crayon. Okay. Do you see the baseball on the boy's shirt? Do you see the baseball on the boy's shirt? Let's color the baseball red. Any kind of red will work. Color the baseball red. And then let's color his shirt orange. Any kind of orange. So baseball, baseball, what does that begin with? B. Do you see anything else in our picture that also begins with B, like B? Yes, what about boy? Yes, boy. Okay, let's color his pants brown. Let's put some brown pants on him. Don't color his boots. Did you say boots begins with the letter B? Because it does. I'm wondering if you said that. See, this is the hard part about listen and learn. You get to listen to me, but I don't get to listen to you because I can't hear you. That's kind of sad. All right, brown crayons down. Let's give him some yellow boots. Give him some yellow rain boots. Boot. What does boot end with? Boot. Yes, the letter T. And then if we put our S on there, boots, that means more than one because he has how many boots? He has two. 1, 2. All right, you may put down your yellow crayon. You may pick up your pencil. We are going to do some work at the bottom of our paper with our pencil. All right, ready? The first picture has some boots. What letter sound does boots begin with? B. You may write a capital. I'm going to write a lowercase. Scoot over. What letter sound does umbrella begin with? U. It's a vowel sound. It's the short U. Scoot over. I see a cloud. What letter sound does cloud end with? Cloud. Cloud. D. Put the letter D at the end. Scoot over. Leaf. What letter sound do you hear at the end of leaf? End of leaf. Not L. End. F. Leaf. Good. Okay, scoot down to the sentence. I want you to point to the circles under the words as I read them. Ready? Point to the circles under the words as I read them. Do you have a jacket? I see a question mark, so I need to make sure I use my question voice. Let's do it again. Point and listen. Do you have a jacket? He does not have a jacket in the picture, and he's not even using his umbrella. He's having the time of his life. All right, you read it with me and point. Ready? Do you have a jacket? Okay, I want you to look for the word you in our sentence. You. So color in the circle under the word you. What letter sound does you begin with? Yeah. The letter Y. It's spelled Y-O-U. Color in the circle under the word Y-O-U. Okay, look for the word have. Have. Yep, it starts with the letter H. It's right next to the word U. Color in that circle. And now I want you to look for the word jacket. Jacket. What letter sound does it begin with? Jay, it's the last word in our sentence. Do you have a jacket? Color in the circle under jacket. So we colored three circles. You, have, and jacket. Count the circles. How many are there? All together. One, two, three, four, five. That means there's five words in our sentence. Five words in our sentence. We have a capital at the beginning and we have a question mark at the end. Do you have a jacket? Scoot down to the umbrella. Boys and girls, I want you to draw six stripes on the umbrella. They can go up and down or they can move across. You do it. Top to bottom or side to side. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six stripes on the umbrella. Okay, scoot over. We have a part, part, whole mat. The first part, we're going to count. Hold on. Let's trace the circles in the first part and count them while we trace them. The circles or the counters. One, two, three, four, five. Keep going to the other part. Six, seven, eight. How many is in the first part? Five. How many is in the other part? Three. So five and three make eight. Let's write eight in the box at the top. That's the whole number. Five and three, the whole amount is eight. Now let's count the spots on the ladybugs. Look how cute they are. Ready? Count them. But wait, 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 wait. We're going to draw an X over the spots as we count them. Ready? Go. One, two, three, four, five. Put a five between the heads of the ladybugs. Write the number five between the heads of the ladybugs. Boys and girls, two and three make five. Two and three make five. Two plus three equals five. Boys and girls, we did it. I messed up a few times. I apologize. I feel warmed up now that we're finished. I loved it. I think you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.